Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has loosened the U.S. government's enforcement of a rule that bars tax-exempt churches from participating in political activity. In a White House ceremony, Mr. Trump announced an executive order and spoke about religious freedom in the U.S.
As we look at the violence around the world, and believe me, it's violent. I get to see it perhaps better than anybody. We realize how truly blessed we are to live in a nation that honors the freedom of worship.
The order also gives regulatory relief to conservative religious groups that object to provisions of the national health care reforms. After last-minute debate, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives were able to muster enough votes to pass by 4 votes a health care bill that would overturn the Affordable Care Act put into place during former President Barack Obama's time in office. President Trump applauded the passage of the bill.
Premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
Democrat Steny Hoyer, who opposed the bill, took issue with the Republican health care plan.
It will, in fact, increase from 24 to 29% the premiums of those who have insurance either through their employer or on the private market.
The bill must now go to the U.S. Senate for approval, where some say there are not enough votes right now to pass it. UN Security Council has condemned a rocket attack on a peacekeeping camp in Mali that killed at least 1, wounded 9 others. The council stressed that under international law, targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime. This is VOA News. United States rallying Southeast Asian countries to advance Washington's approach to address North Korea's threats and to uphold principles, including freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in his first meeting with all members of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN, has asked the bloc to speak in one voice to tackle North Korea's nuclear and missile proliferation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan continues to warn he is ready to launch cross-border operations into Iraq and Syria against Kurdish groups, the PKK, and the Syrian Kurdish militia known as the YPG, Ankara claiming the YPG is an affiliate of the PKK, which is fighting the Turkish government for greater minority rights. Backed by U.S. forces, the Kurdish militia has made major gains in the region against jihadists. Such success is forcing Ankara's hand, according to political consultant Attila Yasilada of Global Source Partners.
As we speak, PKK is building a new state. I mean, I understand the Syrian Kurds' aspiration to form their own state, but the human infrastructure or the governance infrastructure is captured by PKK. PYD and YPG is nothing but PKK, and Turkey cannot allow that.
In a move believed to deter further Turkish military action against the YPG, Washington and Moscow have deployed armed forces in Syria and Iraqi Kurdish regions close to the Turkish frontier. Macedonia's Speaker of the Parliament has asked the country's president to hand left-wing opposition leader Zoran Zaev a mandate to form a new government. Macedonia has been without a functioning government since inconclusive election in December. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle unveiled plans for his future presidential library in Chicago. The designs show a complex of modern buildings with a library, a museum, and events center. Mr. Obama spoke at the unveiling.
What we want this to be is the world's premier institution for training young people and leadership to make a difference in their communities, in their countries, and in the world. That's our goal.
President Obama estimates the facility will be finished in 4 years, but says programming will be starting this year. Mr. Obama also announced that he and Mrs. Obama will be donating $2 million to fund a Chicago Summer Jobs Program. Get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.